This program is brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the NHL and proud sponsor of the Stanley Cup playoffs. This time of year is all about great hockey and great beer, like the refreshingly easy drinking taste of Bud Light. Go on taste.
Welcome back to This Week in the NHL. I'm Sam Rosen. The finalists for the league's top awards were announced this week. And in the category of top rookie, the Calder Trophy, the finalists are Evgeny Malkin and Jordan Staal of the Pittsburgh Penguins and Paul Stastny of the Colorado Avalanche. Now it's time to feel the excitement of some of these great playoff games that are going on with the play-by-play calls from around the league. Joe Tolleson is here with the top plays of the week and gets us going with a lot of double overtime winners.
Cowan frees it up for Vancouver. Tips it through center and picks it up himself. Linden's going to the net. Cowan tried to threaten the pass, and it was blocked. Linden centers. Cowan, a sharp back. And he scores! Jeff Cowan baked it in, short side, and the Canucks in overtime have tied the series at one.
Sam, Jeff Cowan with a double overtime game winner for Vancouver that began a record-setting string of playoff games. John Shorthouse, the call on the Canucks radio network as Vancouver beat Anaheim 2-1. One night later, New Jersey and Ottawa went to double OT.
Loose puck taken by Neal on the far side. Chris Neal, backhands went off the boards. The Devils control out to center ice for Langenbrunner. He's moving in alone. Langenbrunner scores! Jamie Langenbrunner, a minute 55 into the second overtime.
Matt Laughlin on WFAN in New York as Jamie Langenbrunner's fourth career overtime goal lifted the Devils to a 3-2 win. 19 hours later, 9 miles to the east, and for the third straight day, a single overtime wasn't enough.
Picked up by Nylander, right circle, in deep to Hossa. Hossa checked by Talinder, gets it to Nylander's side of the circle. Roosevelt with a shot. He scores! And the Rangers have won in double overtime, 2-1.
Our Sam Rosen, the call right here on NHL Radio as Michael Roosevelt's first career playoff goal gave the Rangers their first win over Buffalo in 7 tries, regular season included. 2-1 the final, and it marked the first time in NHL history a multiple overtime game was played on each of 3 straight days in one playoff year. Ottawa bounced back from losing in double OT by blanking New Jersey 2-0 in Game 3 and then holding off the Devils in Game 4.
Through the neutral zone, here's Fisher driving the line. His shot scores! Mike Fisher from 5 feet inside the blue line rips a wrister over the shoulder of Brodeur. 3-1 Ottawa.
Dean Brown on the team 1200 in Ottawa as Mike Fisher scored the eventual game winner early in the third, and the Sens took a 3-1 series lead with a 3-2 victory. And like Ottawa, Anaheim bounced back from their overtime loss with a pair of 3-2 wins, including another OT thriller.
Here's a steal by Rob Niedermeyer in the Vancouver zone. Cuts left with a shot along with the save. Rebound cleared away by Henrik Sedin before Paulsen could get there. Oh, what a chance for the Ducks. Now Scott Niedermeyer with a long wrist shot blocked, and they score on the rebound. Travis Moen, 2:07 into overtime, and the Ducks come from 2-0 down to win. In overtime, they lead the series 3-1.
John Shorthouse again on the Canucks radio network as the Ducks rallied from a 2-goal deficit for the victory and a 3-1 series lead. Finally, Detroit continues to exhibit resiliency against San Jose. For the second time in the series, the Red Wings erased a 2-goal deficit and tasted victory. Robert Long scored with 34 seconds remaining to force overtime, and Matthew Schneider scored on the power play to make it a 3-2 final. Ken Cowell had the call on 1270 WXYT in Detroit.
Bronson on the loose puck now. It's stolen. Schneider keeps it in. Fires the puck. He scores! Schneider bounced it off the iron and into the top corner of the goal.
Sam, plenty of edge-of-your-seat overtime excitement as teams battle for Lord Stanley's Cup and as we follow the bounce of the puck.
Oh, man, those are some really exciting calls and more to come next week. Thanks very much, Joe. Still ahead on this week's show, Doc Emrick features Dave the Hammer Schultz and Pierre McGuire and Darren Pang have their weekly face-off. Coming up next is our hockey insider, Bob McKenzie.
And it's a nice situation where a general manager stands up for his coach with his own livelihood on the line.
This week in the NHL on Westwood One continues after this.